Okay, so tell me a bit about yourself real quick.
My name is Priscilla. I'm an only child. Both of my parents are from Costa Rica, and I speak fluent Spanish, and now I'm a freshman here at UCM.
Okay, so growing up, did you have a lot of relationships in school, like middle school and high school?
No.
No, just the one with Jalen?
Yeah, that was the only serious one I really had. I wasn't really interested. Well, I was interested in guys, but not interested enough to find myself in a relationship.
So tell me about how you and Jalen met.
I met him my freshman year of high school. We were in the same English class, and I remember looking at him and thinking he looked like a pencil eraser, because he had a box haircut, and he just looked really funny, and I was like, oh, that kid looks really funny. And we never talked until junior year. It was homecoming, the month of homecoming, and all his friends were trying to get him a date, and they would come up to me and be like, hey, you should go with Jalen. I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know. And then homecoming came along, and we didn't actually go together, but we did talk with each other there, and that's just kind of where it all kind of started, I guess.
So how long did you guys, talk before you actually started to, officially date?
October, November, December, January, February, March, April. We talked for 7 months before we officially dated.
So after you guys started dating, did you tell your parents right away?
Well, my parents already knew that he was in my life, because he would, come over to hang out, or I would go out to hang out with him. So it wasn't really surprising when we started dating. So my parents kind of already knew about it, and they were okay.
Were they okay with you being with him because he was a different race?
My dad had kind of problems with it at first, because the area where he was from in Costa Rica, a lot of black people were known to be criminals and steal stuff and break into places. So my dad kind of had that mindset whenever I started talking to him. But my mom was very happy about it, because she really liked him. He was very nice to my parents, even though my parents didn't speak really good English. He still, tried his best to communicate with them, so I think that's why my parents ended up kind of accepting him.
So you said that your parents were from Costa Rica, so do you still have family members in Costa Rica today?
Yeah, all of them live there.
Do you end up telling your other family members about him? Did it ever come up?
I'm sure they found out I had a boyfriend, but they're down there, they're pretty racist, so I just try not to talk about it as much as I can with them.
So when you and Jalen went out on dates and stuff, in public, did people stare at you or make comments or anything?
Yeah, there was a lot of staring. It never went away. I just kind of got used to it. It was kind of weird going out to eat, and I'm hoping that he's not the only black person in the room, because I just wouldn't want him to feel bad. But after a while, I just got used to it. It became normal to me after a while.
So did you ever have a favorite memory from when you two were dating?
Senior year, me and him were nominated for prom king and queen, and we actually ended up winning, which was really awesome, because that same year my high school closed down, so we were the last prom king and queen of my high school, which was pretty awesome. And I don't know, it felt a really big accomplishment of mine, because I felt very wanted and appreciated, and I don't know, I felt like I was on top of the world when I won, because it's nice to have a crown for a night and have all the attention on you, I guess.
So why did your high school close down?
It closed down for a number of reasons. One, because it was in a really bad area. Two, there was not a lot of students there because it was a private school and it was very expensive. And it just, not enough students enrolled for the following years that they ended up closing it down. And it was very upsetting for all of us. It was very upsetting for me because I, unlike some people that are dying to get out of high school, I really enjoyed high school, and it was pretty devastating knowing that I would never be able to go back there again to rekindle some old memories. But they did open up a new school, and that new school has been having a lot of problems, so I don't know how that will end up.
So while you were dating Jalen, did you think that, like, dating him has, like, made you more open-minded towards Black people or towards, like, the Black community, or, like, has, like, shine light on some certain questions for you?
That makes sense. Yes. Just meeting his family members and how they function, like, daily, but kind of gave me a different perspective, because I came from a very sheltered household. I was an only child. My parents were very strict. I had become used to being alone and just figuring stuff out on my own because my parents didn't, you know a lot of stuff because they didn't really know good English. So seeing his side of the family, and just like, he has a little brother, and I felt like he was my brother because we were very close. And he has cousins, and I felt like they were my cousins too, and I felt like I just had another family, and I felt very comfortable with them even though I wasn't the same color. So it did shine a lot of light on how good those people can be, but society portrays them as not to be good.
So being around, like, his family, since he had, like, a big family, does that make you want to have a big family in the future, or do you like your small family?
I would like to have a big family, but I think just for myself, I wouldn't know how to raise multiple kids at a time, just because I'm, you know, I was an only child, so I feel like I wouldn't know what to do, so I kind of want to stay with a small family, but I don't know what God has in plan for me, if I'm going to have a big family or not, or if I'm just not going to have any kids at all, so.
Now, because your parents came from Costa Rica and they kind of had a struggle, like, figuring things out here in the U.S., do you think that you went to his parents, like, did you go to his parents a lot for help with things that your parents couldn't necessarily help you with?
Kind of. It was easier to talk to his parents because, you know, they speak English and I could talk, like, slang with them, like, and just have a casual conversation without worrying about, like, translating stuff into Spanish. Like, if I'm talking to my parents, it was much easier to hang out with his family and just be, like, just have a casual hangout and just not worry about if I'm saying the right words for them to understand like my parents would. So
did you ever, like, introduce your families to each other, like his parents and your parents?
Yes, we did. He played football in high school, so my family would always go to his football games. I ran cross country, and his family would come to my cross country meets. And towards the end of our high school year, we had each other's families come to our graduation parties, which really connected our families a lot, and our families are really close now.
So how long did you guys date?
Like a year and a half, maybe. A little over it, I guess.
Did you, like, think during it, like, oh, did you think that you guys would be together for a long time? Did you, like, end up seeing, like, a future with him?
I did. I kind of got myself into that mindset towards the middle of the relationship just because I had been dating him for a while, and I just kind of got used to the idea of marrying a Black guy and having, you know, kids that would be half Black and raising them, and I just kind of prepared myself for that. So I did see one, but it didn't surprise me if it wouldn't have happened.
So off of that, with having mixed children, did you, like, if you guys were together, would you also inherit your culture, like culture and like teaching them Spanish into that?
Yes, if I did have mixed children, I definitely would have taught them Spanish. I think that's something very important. I know in the future that you can make a lot of extra money from it, and I think it's just a good idea to have a second language under your belt. And I just, whenever I have kids, I want to give them everything I possibly can, so.
During the relationship, did he try to, like, learn Spanish from you to, like, talk to your parents?
Yeah, he actually took honor Spanish with me in high school, and I could tell he was trying to learn Spanish, because every time he would come over to my house, he would speak Spanish to my mom, and I think that was just kind of his way of trying to show respect to my parents. He was trying to find a language that was easier to communicate with them with. And I also think, because I took him to a lot of family junctions, that they all spoke Spanish, so I think he just kind of wanted to know what was going on and stuff.
Now, I know earlier you said that your dad didn't like him in the beginning because of how your dad grew up. Like, having Jalen learn Spanish a little bit and talk to your family in Spanish, do you think that, like, helped your dad warm up to him a lot?
Yeah, it did. Can you repeat the question?
Because Jalen learned Spanish and started talking to your family in Spanish, mm-hmm. Do you think that, like, helped your dad, like, realize that Jalen's a bad dude? Oh,
yeah, for sure. My dad really tried his best to not like him, but every time he would come over, he would help around the house, whether it was moving furniture or just with, like, yard work. So it was very hard for my dad not to like him, because Jalen really tried his best to show them that he was a very helpful person and that he was not part of the stereotypes that society had put on Black people.
So, not to get into, like, details, but you and Jalen did break up, yeah?
Yeah.
How did that make you feel, because you guys were across the state from each other, because you guys go to separate colleges?
It was really sad and heartbreaking for me. It did take me a while to, like, fully accept what had happened, and, like, I just was really, it was very devastating, and I felt kind of like my, like, only purpose in life was gone. So it was very hard to get over that, but I did, and I'm fine now.
Did you ever, like, before you guys, like, after you guys graduated, did you ever have a moment where you think, oh, we're gonna break up before college, or did you think that, oh, we could make it work?
We had talked about it in high school a lot, like what we would do in college, because in high school we were just that couple that everyone knew, everyone was always, like, cheering on. We were always known as, like, the, like, cute high school couple, I guess, and I felt pressure to keep that going, because after we graduated college, we did end up with the same group of friends, and I just felt a lot of pressure to keep the, like, oh, the cute couple, like, still going through college. So deep down, I knew it wouldn't work out, but in my mind, I just wanted to keep up with that, like, with all my friends' outlook on us, that we would be together forever, we were, like, the really cute couple, and that we would never break up, blah, blah, blah. And I felt a lot of pressure to keep that, so I think that's why I ended up staying with him going into college.
So, I know a lot in, like, media representation that there are a lot of, like, girls who want to get, or, like, date Black guys for, like, cultural purposes, for saying, like, the N-word, or, like, using it to, like, seem cool. How do you feel about that? Like, using them almost as, like, a toy or something.
I mean, I feel like if you're not black, you shouldn't be using the N-word in any way, just because I know how offensive that word can be. And I feel like girls that want to do that probably just have really, like, low self-esteem, and they just need anything that can give them attention. And if it's a black guy giving them permission to say the N-word, then I'm sure they'll just dive in for it. But I personally think that's not okay. I never had that intention. When I started dating Jalen, I didn't even see color. I just saw a really cute guy that was really into me, and I was really into him.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to add on that? Or, like, add on the interview as a whole, or?
No.
No, you're good? Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, wow. That's cool.